boxes of documents. I'm Lee Silasera, Fox News. We now know some of what was taken when the FBI searched former President Trump's home Monday.
Following the unsealed request of the Justice Department and with President Trump, former President Trump's formal blessing, a federal magistrate has unsealed the warrant and the property receipt of the items seized. We know they include four sets of top secret documents, three sets of secret documents, three sets of confidential documents, and one set of classified top secret sensitive compartmented information. It's a tightly controlled intelligence category. Now, part of the warrant states the locations to be searched include the 45 office, all storage rooms, and all other rooms or areas within the president's used or available to be used by F. POTUS, the former president of the United States, and his staff, and in which boxes or documents could be stored.
Fox's David Spunt at the Justice Department. He looks forward to signing it. That tweet from President Biden after the House passed the Inflation Reduction Act.
The robust cost-cutting package that meets the moment, ensuring that our families thrive and that our planet survives.
Speaker Nancy Pelosi, every Democrat voted in favor, every Republican voted no on the plan that's designed to cut prescription drug prices for seniors and invest more than $300 billion in climate and energy initiatives. Author Salman Rushdie, whose novel The Satanic Verses drew death threats in the 1980s from the leader of Iran, stabbed in Western New York this morning as he was out about to begin a lecture.
Mr. Rushdie was airlifted to a local trauma center and is still currently undergoing surgery.
New York State Police Major Eugene Sanisevsky, the suspect, 24-year-old Hadi Matar from New Jersey, was arrested by a state trooper who was there on security detail. Leaders of the Southern Baptist Convention say several of their major entities are under investigation by the Justice Department. America's listening to Fox News.
Okay, quick math. The less your business spends on operations, on multiple systems, on delivering your product or service, the more margin you have and the more money you keep. Obvious. But with higher expenses on materials, employees, distribution, and borrowing, everything costs more. So to reduce costs and headaches, smart businesses are graduating to NetSuite by Oracle. NetSuite is the number one cloud financial system, bringing accounting, financial management, inventory, HR into one platform and one source of truth. With NetSuite, you reduce IT costs because NetSuite lives in the cloud with no hardware required, accessed from anywhere. You cut the cost of maintaining multiple systems because you've got one unified business management suite, and you're improving efficiency by bringing all of your major business processes into one platform, slashing manual tasks and errors. Over 37,000 companies have already made the move, so do the math. See how you'll profit with NetSuite. Backed by popular demand, NetSuite has extended its one-of-a-kind flexible financing program for a few more weeks. Head to netsuite.com/fox. netsuite.com/fox.
Louisiana Supreme Court denies an appeal in the ongoing legal battle over a state abortion law.
Louisiana's ban outlawing abortions with exceptions for saving a mother's life remains in effect following the Louisiana Supreme Court rejecting an appeal from plaintiffs suing over it. A Shreveport clinic and abortion advocates argue it's unconstitutionally vague and puts patients in danger as physicians hesitate to provide care for fear of being prosecuted. The law has gone in and out of effect since first being blocked in June. An appeals court recently granting GOP Attorney General Jeff Landry's request to lift an injunction preventing enforcement of the ban while the lawsuit challenging it plays out in court. Plaintiffs were unsuccessful in trying to appeal that decision. Kristen Goodwin, Fox News.
The NFL taking steps to right a wrong involving some former players injured on the field.
Thanks to medical tests that got rescored to eliminate racial bias, many former black NFL players have become eligible for financial awards in the NFL's $1 billion concussion settlement. Dementia tests for almost 650 former black NFL players got rescored. 51 are now in line to receive settlement payouts for having developed moderate to advanced dementia as a result of their participation in the NFL. Nearly 250 former players who initially failed to qualify for any awards because of race norming issues and testing now will be eligible for up to $35,000 in medical tests and treatment.
Fox's Jared Max. The Federal Trade Commission is looking at drafting rules to crack down on what it calls harmful commercial surveillance and lax data security as concerns grow over how personal data is being used. The FTC is seeking public comment on the harmful effects of companies' data collection and the potential of new rules to protect consumers' privacy. I'm Lee Silasera, and this is Fox News.
Hi, everybody. It's Brian Kilmeade. I want you to join me weekdays at 9 a.m. East as we break down the biggest stories of the day with some of the biggest newsmakers and, of course, what you think.
Listen live or get the podcast now at BrianKilmeadeShow.com.